Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Michael Goldstein, Chief Executive Officer of City of London Group. CIN is the ticker there. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Justin, and thanks for inviting me this morning.
Yeah, it's nice to get you on. So we've not had you on before, and there's always a thirst for new companies on the podcast, for people listening. And you've released your interim results today, so we'll look at those and we'll see what's coming up. Before we do, Michael, if someone's listening out there and they've never heard of City London Group, can you explain what the business is about, please?
Yes, City London Group is an AIM-listed company, and we're focused on financial services to the SME, to SME businesses. And particularly, we've invested in our 100% subsidiary, Recognize, which got its banking license within the last couple of weeks. And it will be providing, and it is now providing, loans to the SME sector.
Wow. Okay, cool. And like I said, you've published your interim results this morning. Give us some of the highlights, if you could.
Well, there's really a few highlights. Really, the big highlight is that in October, we completed our recent fundraise, where we raised £27 million. And that money will be invested into Recognize, which will facilitate its development in terms of becoming a bank, providing, as I said, those SME loans to the SME sector. We're basically investing in that. It's a major milestone that the company has got to in terms of receiving its license from the Bank of England from the 10th of November 2020, so just a couple of weeks ago. We've made a small loss in terms of the operating businesses, but basically all of our intention now is investing into Recognize, our new bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, give us a bit more detail. Like you say, you've raised a decent chunk of money there, £27 million. What exactly is specifically will you be using that for then?
Well, initially, the majority of that money will be used to lend out. Mm-hmm. So we are now making loans to the SME sector. We basically have a concentration limit. We will lend up to £5 million to any one customer. But our sweet spot is somewhere really between £500,000 and £2 million. So that's what that money is being used for the next few months.
Yeah, I see. And you mentioned they recognised they achieved authorization with restriction from the PRA. What does that mean for the business? And you know, what is Recognize's mission here, Michael?
Okay, so what that means is that Recognize is now a bank, or we now have a bank, but actually we are restricted what in terms of what we can do for the next few months. So probably for a period of up to 6 months, we won't be able to take deposits from customers. So what a bank does, it takes deposits from customers. And up to £85,000 per customer is guaranteed by the Bank of England. So we can't do that for the next few months, but we anticipate being able to do that in the first half of next year. So we're restricted in respect of our activities. So we have to go through what they call a mobilization period where our systems are tested. And once we get through that position, then the Bank of England will then say, you now have a full banking license and you can now take deposits. And then we really will be then working on our business plan, which is to build a loan book of over £1 billion in the first 4 years.
Wow. And that's the aim there. And I mean, it's a lofty aim, but are you confident?
We are confident. I think the market is very difficult for businesses in that particular part of the economy at the moment. I think the big banks are really consumed with the difficulty that they have in their existing loan book. And I think they're much more internally focused. I think you've only got to read the press to talk about how difficult it is for many businesses to get decent loan facilities. So we do think that the market is in a position where it needs us at this particular juncture. And hopefully by the time we get out of mobilization period in the first half of next year, the vaccine would have been fully, you know, rolled out across the country. And hopefully the economy will get back to the sorts of levels that we saw at the beginning of 2020.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, by this time next year, hopefully we'll be back to normal pretty much. But you are generally, for the whole of the group, you're feeling like you're in the right, you know, heading in the right direction and you're optimistic for the future?
Yeah, we are optimistic. It's a very, very difficult process to get a banking license. Mm. You know, we basically set our stall out 3 years ago. It's taken us 3 years to get to this particular juncture. We've invested a significant amount of money so that we're able to be here. We know the bar is really probably raising all the time. So we think finding more competitors into this space is unlikely. So we'll be one of the first banks to come into this sector post-COVID. And we really do believe that it's a very big market opportunity for us.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, Michael, on the podcast every day, I highlight the top five most followed companies. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if people are liking the sound of this now and the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add City of London Group to their watch list, please.
So I think what we have is a banking proposition which we believe is lacking in the market. And those three reasons are, number one, you know, businesses have had a torrid time over the last 8 months. We hope by the time we get out into the market in the first half of next year, COVID will be significantly behind us, if not totally behind us. So that's the number one reason. The second reason is that the big banks are really consumed by their existing customers and the difficulty they got in their loan books. So smaller businesses are not getting the attention that they need. So again, we will be able to give them that attention. And the third reason is, we've invested significantly in our technology. So this is a very, very state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, cloud-based system. And as a consequence of it, our cost base will be significantly lower than many of our competitors. So we see that as a major advantage that we have.
Absolutely. Michael, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.